Welcome to the Spirit Lamplighter Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about patience and how we recognize the direction of our path. So I know it's been a little while, again, since my last entry here. And that's just simply because there's been a whole lot going on. Wonderful things that have been manifesting and coming together bit by bit. And I've had something fantastic that has come into my space. I, as many people already know, am making this recording from Costa Rica, and I have lived here since November of 2020. The very first week I arrived here, and have moved in several different places over time. So I probably moved, 4 times. I'm in my 5th home now, rental, and I knew eventually I would want to buy, but I wanted to make sure that I was in the right place. And I kept following this inner beacon. I call it like a homing beacon, actually. And what's interesting is the place that I've landed is the place that called to me back in 2014. I am now in Puerto Jimenez, which is in the Osa Peninsula, the most biodiverse place on Earth, according to National Geographic. And, well, I guess actually it's called the most biologically intense place on Earth, consisting of 2.5% of the Earth's animal diversity. There are so many creatures here, but the beauty is astounding as well. And I live on the Gulf del Dulce, which is the Sweet Gulf, translated. It is beautiful. On the other side of the peninsula is the Pacific Ocean, and we are not that far from Panama, but we have mountains that we have to go through to get anywhere, and twisty-turny roads, and many of the roads are not paved. And in the rainy season, which is the time that it is now, the roads are not that great, so it takes you a little bit longer to travel from point A to point B. And that's all good, because this is Puerto Vida and we are in a state of relaxation and happiness. We'll put it that way, because nature is very difficult not to appreciate if you are immersed in it and immersed in a culture where the people are amazing and they understand the value of life, which is truly to appreciate where you are, what you have, and who you're with. It is an easy place and an easy state to live in and experience love and manifest more of the same. So I say that to preface what I'm about to present, which is, finally, after finding my place, my happy place, I have also found a property that I'm going to call home. I'm going to be exiting out of the rental race, shall we say. And you know, you talk about the rat race, right? Well, rental, it has a lot of pros and cons. Living here in Costa Rica and several different places and having many different experiences in my journey, which have all proved to be beneficial and additive to my expansion and appreciation of my life. So many wonderful people and so many wonderful experiences, and a lot of laughable stuff too. Finally, I've gotten to the place where I am ready to get off of that carousel and step into a new chapter, which is to create a space of my own that I have dreamt of. Those visions in my mind, in my heart, that were birthed long, long ago. A place where it's going to be a sanctuary not just for me, but for guests as well. And I have some plans that I have drawn up on how I'm going to create this space. Not the actual structure. Yes, I have a vision of how that will be as well. as I, after all, want it to be Costa Rican in nature. I want people to experience how wonderful and inspiring it is here. We have dolphin that play with you out in the Gulf. It's a magical experience. I just happened to go on a boat, and we were going to a little island out in the middle of the Gulf, and on the trip back, we had a school of about, well, I guess it's a pod, isn't it? Yes, of about 20 that were just playing with us the whole time. It was 45 minutes of complete bliss. I've never experienced anything like that before. And of course, we've got the humpback whales out here. Two different seasons of the year. One is going on right now, where they literally breach out of the water, and they have their babies here because the Gulf is safe. So they will also stay here until the babies are old enough to go back out into the ocean. So we've got sea turtles galore. We've got so many different things. There's it's a very, very deep fjord. It's one of the few tropical fjords in the world. And I wish I could just spit out all these wonderful facts that you can find in many different places, but I do not have those memorized. It's just those things that have really impacted me for the short amount of time I've been here. I've been here for a few months now, and I have loved every minute of it, actually. So back to the plan. The space is going to have my home on the property, as well as several casitas. And as we expand, we may also be building an eco lodge. There's so many things that can be done here, but I want people to be able to get back in touch with who they are, plant their feet on the ground, truly feel the energy of this land, and to be able to talk to the birds and talk to the animals and feel the warmth of the sun on their skin. And, you know, frankly, the temperature here is not bad at all. It doesn't get above, I think the most I've experienced here is 92 degrees. And I grew up in Florida, so I know what it's like being over 100 degrees with humidity as well. And I'm finding it's a lot easier for me here, interestingly enough. So don't let that scare you. But anyway, that is kind of the rough sketch of the plan. I want to be more holistically minded, of course. We're going to customize meal plans for people that want to subscribe to a vacation package we're putting together. And we want to customize and offer a concierge from the start to finish for people that want to partake of that kind of a plan. We'll pick you up at the airport. The transport is included. We've got so many wonderful things and excursions and tours that can be added on as well. So if you want to be disengaged from civilization, that's possible too. Whatever amount of entertainment or solitude you'd like, that's available. I'm also, and this is something that's really dear to my heart, I'm also networking and connecting with many of the energy healing practitioners that are in the area, because many people are going to come. They want to come on a healing journey. And yes, there are so many different yoga and health spas in the area. But as we know, each one of us brings something unique, something different to the table. And I am also someone who has a huge array of different experience and, talents and gifts as well. Coming from an allopathic medical background and studying holistic health and naturopathy over the years, also being an energy healer, and it's kind of hard to label yourself, but I work with spirit very closely, and I have a Christian background, so all of those things combined, it's all been about spirit for me. And I am always in a space that is supportive to people that I meet. I have always been able to offer myself and what I do with open arms to anybody that is seeking any kind of assistance, help, or guidance. And I'm so in love with being able to offer that. So this is what my space is going to be. It's going to be a place where people could come and they can find themselves again, because that's what I've done here in Costa Rica. My own healing journey led me all this way, and to have re-identified, reconnected with my essence, my purpose here, and realizing that it is not only priceless, it is well worth the effort to find your peace and your happiness and to live it and enjoy it and share it and just be a beacon, sending out beautiful, wonderful waves of love and light and truth. In whatever form we are able to do that in and receive that in. So, on that note, this has been a long one, but I wanted to record this because this is a moment in my timeline that I didn't want to lose, because I know that as things continue to change and to grow and to expand, that I'll be able to look back on this and see all of this in its infancy, yet in its growth and progression over the past however many years. So I wish you all well, and there will be more episodes coming up about my epiphanies and my journey through all of this wonderful creation of a new healing space. And I wish you well, and have a beautiful evening. Pura vida.